Today is the 4th of July, and joining me this morning to share something about this day in history is breakfast producer Kavitka Becker. Good morning.
Good morning.
What have you learned about today?
Well, on this day in 1884, France presented the Statue of Liberty as a gift to the people of America. The 93-meter-tall copper statue stands proudly to this day on Liberty Island in New York Harbor.
Now, I think we're all pretty familiar with one of the most iconic American landmarks, but can you tell us a little bit more about the meaning behind the statue?
Yeah, well, the statue is regarded as a symbol of freedom to Americans. It was, in fact, commissioned to be completed in 1876 to mark the centenary of the American Declaration of Independence. But the statue took 8 years longer to be completed. It was then dismantled and shipped to the US from France in 1885 as 350 individual pieces.
Wow. I guess better late than never. So what else have you learned about this day in history?
14 years of food rationing in Britain ended at midnight when restrictions on the sale of purchase of meat and bacon were lifted.
That must have been a pretty euphoric day for some people.
Yeah. Yeah, well, rationing, it was introduced because of the difficulties of importing food to Britain by boat during the war to ensure everyone had their fair share and to prevent people stockpiling of food. Householders were told they were on the kitchen front and they had a duty to use the foods to their greatest advantage, a sage reminder that we have to be grateful of the freedoms we have today.
Kitchen front, that's nice marketing to make people feel like they're responsible for part of the war.
That's it.
Now, have you got any musical history for us to end on?
Yeah, let's keep to the British theme. Punk band The Clash played their first live gig in 1978 at the Black Swan in Sheffield. They were the opening act for the Sex Pistols, and that must have been a pretty good gig.
That must have been pretty wild, I bet. Yeah. So now, should we take a listen to one of their songs?
Yeah, let's do it. How about one of their classics, London Calling?
Sounds great. Kavitka, thank you for joining me this morning.
No worries.